Live from my basement is Day 10 of Spinal Thread, a NaNoWriMo feature of doing nothing but drinking tea, a free podcast of writing and rambling by me, Emily Lamontang. Brought to you today by my current word count of the exact same thing that I had yesterday and the day before that. And today, I'm giving props to everybody out there who is as behind as I am. And I'm also going to give you some inspirational wisdom that my grandmother, my dad's mom, gave to me when I told her that I was going to be a writer when I grew up. As long as you write something, you've accomplished something. And don't let anybody else tell you otherwise. My grandmother also told me, right before I was about to perform my first solo on the trumpet in front of an audience of almost 90 people, that fear is no reason not to do something worthwhile. If you're behind in your goal, you've probably felt terrified of not making it, and you've probably felt discouraged because you're not where you should be. Today is day 10, and we're officially one-third of the way through the month, and according to all posted statistics, we should have one-third of our novel finished as well. It's incredibly disheartening sometimes to look at the gap that stretches from where you are to where you should be. I know for a fact that it can be so discouraging that you end up doing nothing but watch as that gap gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Some of you won't make the 50,000 word finish line. I might not make the 50,000 word finish line. That's one possible reality that we might need to accept eventually. However, we haven't failed. We have written something, and that's the important part. Nobody is going to point and laugh at us because we didn't make it, and nobody is going to ban us from ever trying NaNo again next year. Because the purpose of National Novel Writing Month is to write a novel in a month. And really, win or lose, it is your own personal gain that makes the challenge worth doing. It is your own personal gain that makes any challenge worth doing. So don't ever feel like you've failed yourself, your novel, or anybody else just because you're behind. You've got 20 days to catch up, and even if you don't, you've probably written more on this project than you have on any other project in such a short amount of time. So be proud of yourself for doing it, and then keep on writing. And once again, I'm sending out an open casting call. If you'd like to record a guest podcast for the Spinal Thread feature, or if you'd like me to read your work on doing nothing but drinking tea, drop me a line at the email address in the post and we'll talk shop. Again, if you'd like to record a guest podcast or if you want me to read your work on doing nothing but drinking tea, send me an email and we'll chat. You've been listening to Spinal Thread, a NaNoWriMo feature of doing nothing but drinking tea, a free podcast of writing and rambling by me, Emily Lamontang. You can view my work for free at doingnothingbutdrinkingtea.blogspot.com. Doing Nothing But Drinking Tea is produced under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 license.